Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The HSE Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester is to warn of an over-reliance on insourcing work in public hospitals to support core care and cut waiting lists, and has said the dependency on this funding needs to be removed. It comes after recent controversies involving insourcing funds provided to three public hospitals by the National Treatment Purchase Fund to cut waiting lists. A new report from the HSE Chief has revealed that Nace Hospital is also the subject of an internal audit. Previously, a Children's Health Ireland Hospital and Beaumont Hospital had been identified where internal audits were underway for different reasons. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Top officials from the HSE and the National Treatment Purchase Fund will appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee today to discuss recent allegations over the misuse by some hospitals of waiting list funds. HSE Chief Bernard Gloucester will warn of an over-reliance on insourcing work in public hospitals to support core care and cut waiting lists. Mr. Gloucester will say that this insourcing work involves public hospitals engaging external companies or third-party suppliers to deliver services, often outside of normal working hours, while using HSE-owned equipment facilities. The committee will also hear from the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which helps pay hospitals to cut waiting lists through insourcing arrangements with public hospitals and outsourcing arrangements with private hospitals. The NTPF will say that payments are only made to the hospital by the NTPF, not to any individual consultant or staff member. The NTPF was set up 20 years ago as a short-term measure and now manages a budget of €230 million a year.
An HSE report has found that 83 current or former health service staff have been acting as directors in 148 companies providing insourcing or outsourcing services for public hospitals to cut waiting lists. The report said there was a need to put in place more robust safeguards following recent reports and events which have affected public confidence. The Health Information and Quality Authority says that MEs Ireland, the nursing home group operating the two elder care centres featured in the RT Investigates programme last month, has paused admissions to all 25 homes it runs in Ireland. An interim report published by HICWA outlines the regulatory history of the 25 centres and details how it had placed restrictions on the operations of 7 of the 25 homes as they failed to comply with regulations. The Environmental Protection Agency has described as at risk 45 public water supplies, which serve almost 500,000 people. The agency says the quality of these supplies must improve to safeguard public health. The assessment is included in an EPA report, which found that water from the vast majority of public supplies was safe to drink. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Last year, 7,500 samples of drinking water were taken from the public supplies. The EPA says 99.8% of samples satisfied the highest standard. However, it has listed 45 local supplies serving 497,000 people where remedial action is required, including significant treatment upgrades and investment to safeguard public health. Those supplies, which it says are neither robust nor resilient, include drinking water for 115,000 people in Limerick City, 81,000 people in Kildare, and 46,000 from one supply in County Louth. However, today's report notes that Uisce Éireann did make progress last year.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has met the Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba in Tokyo this morning to discuss strengthening relations between the two countries and trade links. Mr. Ishiba noted that 2027 will mark the 70th anniversary of diplomatic ties between Japan and Ireland. The former Irish national swimming coach George Gibney has been arrested and remains in custody in the United States. Gibney, who's now in his 70s, is wanted here to face over 50 historical sexual abuse charges. He was arrested in Florida yesterday by US Marshals on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. It's understood he has appeared before a judge and has been remanded in custody. A teenage boy has died in an incident at a lake close to Undangan in the West Kerry Gaeltacht of Corcaglina. The boy, who's believed to have been 16 years of age, is understood to have suffered a fatal injury when he fell from a height close to the lake. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers, some of which will be heavy. There may be scattered thunderstorms. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 20 degrees.